Our guest in the cafe this morning, got a couple of folks sitting in with us, but first, Jack Neal is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Jack,
good morning.
Good morning. And Steve Killian, who's the complex superintendent for Cooper Lake State Park, is sitting in as well, and we're going to have a separate visit with him soon. So,
Steve, good morning.
Thanks for sitting in. We're going to talk with Jack about the Northeast Texas Trail, and just so happened that Steve is here and knows the trail well, so Steve's going to join in on the conversation.
Steve is actually a trail, and other than, I guess, the bottom of a couple of riverbeds, but that's about it.
Other than forging a creek and a riverbed, Janice, Thomas, and myself, we walked every step of the trail, and I tell you, it was an amazing experience this spring.
When was it? Was this spring?
Well, it actually was probably early winter through spring. Early spring. It was about 16 separate events, and we loved every minute of it.
So it wasn't in one pass, not day after day after
150 miles worth. We had to take a couple of detours around the river and the creek, but it was an amazing experience.
Well, Steve and Janice were able to really see the trail in some of the better and worse weather conditions. I mean, they were out there in some of the, you know, some of the muddy times and with some of the rain we've had over the last year. So they can really attest to what the trail offers and some of the challenges, in fact.
What were the things that stood out, either good or bad, or, you know, what were the most memorable?
What was most memorable was being in the outdoors, being away from the city, being immersed in nature. And the experience of seeing what this could become, that was my takeaway.
Yeah. Well, we've talked with Jack here recently about the grants that Northeast Texas Trail has received, which are going to go a long way toward making some improvements on the trail as time goes by. The thing we were originally going to talk with Jack about here, and we will now, is that Kevin Whitley posted a thing on our Facebook page here recently, and it is the frequently asked questions about the Northeast Texas Trail, and in particular having to do with biking.
Absolutely, and really, you know, what sections are best to bike, where are the problems, and that kind of thing. And that's sort of a, you know, we try to keep people as informed as we can, but it's sort of a moving target, as you can imagine, especially when you have weather issues and weather conditions and that kind of thing. So on our website and on our Facebook page as well, we try to keep everyone informed on the various sections and what they're going to need to do when they get out there. And especially if you're biking, what kind of bike should you take with you? Some of them, you better take the gravel grinder out. And there are many sections that, you know, a road bike, hybrid, whatever you've got does the job.
Yeah. We're talking with Jack Neal, and Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, and Steve Killian with Cooper Lake State Park is sitting in on this conversation. We're going to visit with him about the park on another occasion. So this is about biking specifically, which is kind of your thing.
Primarily, but again, you know, and one of the things I think in my job is I enjoy hiking as much as I do biking. So I'm very much, you know, in the same, I guess, area as Steve there, in that hiking the trail is just as enjoyable and a little bit different. I mean, honestly, as Steve has proven, you can hike this trail pretty much end to end, and it has different challenges along the way, but it really is a very enjoyable experience either way, however you decide to get out and enjoy nature. And I will really reiterate what Steve mentioned. There's so many places along this trail where you're out there and you are experiencing nature and you're totally immersed in it. It entirely surrounds you. You don't have noise, you don't have cars, you don't have diesel fumes and that kind of thing, and you can just sort of be yourself out there and enjoy all that nature has to offer. So whether you're on a bike or you're hiking or in some areas, in fact, there's equestrian use as well.
Right.
You can enjoy it.
Trail runs roughly from Farmersville to New Boston. And in this frequently asked question document, it covers several different sections. We're going to kind of talk about a couple here, a few that are close to home.
Sure.
Farmersville to Merritt, it says, is mostly asphalt.
Exactly. It's they've done a beautiful job out there, and it's any bike can handle it. It's a very enjoyable. There's, you know, you can really stop along the way and sort of relax. As Steve can attest, also a couple little rest areas along there where you can just sort of sit down and enjoy nature as well.
Mm-hmm. That's part of hiking the trail, is those rest periods. Yeah. That was fun. I would definitely concur with that. From Farmersville to Merritt is one of the better sections.
Okay. It really is. It's really one of the highlights, I think.
It is.
Now, Celeste, I had not seen Celeste mentioned as being part of the trail before, but from Celeste to Wolf City to Ladonia, or just they're kind of indicated together, they're 16 miles, mostly gravel and grass or dirt.
Yeah, and as our president, Earl Erickson, reminds us, grass grows, so sometimes later on in the season, that grass can get rather high as well. But yeah, that's a rough area for biking right now, though it is an area that we're trying to get some construction in and try to get things improved. But you need to pay attention to the weather there as well.
It says best suited to a mountain bike.
Right. Mountain bike, and if you're hiking, you might want to bring a machete along.
Right.
And then we're going to run out of time here, but from Ladonia to Pecan Gap, Ben Franklin and Roxton, that's about 16 miles. And again, that's mostly gravel, dirt.
We hike
grass. So
exactly. It's really, again, better suited for the hikers than the bikers right now, but work is being undertaken there.
Okay, so if you're a biker, that stretch from Farmersville to Merritt might be
that is absolutely gorgeous. In fact, you definitely want to do that. You want to sample the trail there.
It might be a good place to start.
That's where I would and have.
All right, guys, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jack Neal is with the Northeast Texas Trail Executive Director, and Steve Killian is with Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.